this season is when we hear from political partisans. Republicans and Democrats choose their nominees in primaries and caucuses, like last night's vote in Nevada. Only in some states are independent voters allowed to play a role.
Yet when the fall election comes, political independence will once again be a massive force. And so let's hear from some of the non-affiliated voters who account for almost 40% of the electorate.
We're going to travel to three states, starting with Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus.
Colorado has gorgeous scenery and plenty of jobs, so it's no wonder that it has one of the fastest-growing millennial populations in the country. That is, people born after 1981, and many of them are unaffiliated. To get a sense of their political power, in 2012, more Republicans voted than Democrats in the presidential election here. So,
Mitt Romney should have won in 2012. But as it was, the unaffiliated probably washed out that difference and then created the winning margin for Obama.
That was Judd Choate, who runs elections for the Colorado Secretary of State's office. But what that means is these millennials won't have much of a voice in Colorado's caucus next week. That's because you have to register with a party to take part. That doesn't really bother 24-year-old Sarah Heisdorfer. She lives in the Denver suburbs. She thinks it's disingenuous to register for a party just to participate in the caucuses. Like many of her friends, neither the Democratic or Republican Party interest her. She hesitates before explaining why she thinks that is.
People my age will hate me for saying this, but it's kind of that special snowflake thing that millennials get crap for all the time, I think.
She says read any news story about her generation and a theme emerges.
We're entitled and we're too focused on ourselves as individuals as opposed to the whole. And I think that's kind of being reflected by our political ideals and the way that we choose to identify.
Heisdorfer doesn't think that either party aligns with her views, which she describes as socially liberal and fiscally moderate. But like many unaffiliated, she's not necessarily independent. She generally votes for Democrats. In fact, this self-styled independent mindset isn't necessarily new. Jocelyn Kiley is with the Pew Research Center.
Younger people tend to be less likely to affiliate with parties than older people, and this is as pronounced as it's ever been.
Meaning millennials are shunning political parties at a rate greater than the young adults of previous generations. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.
Okay, from Colorado to Florida, which is home to one of the nation's fastest growing groups of independent voters, Latinos. Renata Sago of member station WMFE reports on why many newly arrived Puerto Ricans in Central Florida are opting not to register with political parties.
In the packed parking lot of a supermarket in Kissimmee, Jamie Ramirez and her staff pace toward customers with clipboards in hand.
Disculpe. Disculpe. Buenos días. ¿Cómo está? Ahorita lo...
Spanish is the common language in this growing county where half the population is Latino. Ramirez is a canvasser with Mi Familia Vota, a voting advocacy group.
We got a lot of people from Colombia, Venezuela, but the most is a Puerto Rican right now.
In the past year, thousands of Puerto Ricans have left the struggling island for Central Florida. Arriving here means two things, being able to vote for president, something they can't do on the island, and having to adjust to a completely different political system.
They don't know a lot of the candidate. They start seeing the debates and all the stuff. That's why they put no party affiliation. And then
Ramirez says for new arrivals, primary season is like an introductory class to politics on the mainland. But even Puerto Ricans who've been here a long time choose to stay out of the party system. 69-year-old Luz Maria Sanchez has been an independent voter for the past 25 years. And even though the state's closed primary keeps independents from deciding who'll make it onto the November ballot, Sanchez feels she's not missing out.
They say things just to win the candidate. Republicans, they said they're going to fix the country. And Democrats, they follow almost the same, but they go the other way around.
But Puerto Ricans are very active in politics in Puerto Rico, says Carlos Vargas Ramos, researcher at the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at the City University of New York.
They pay attention to politics on the news. It is an ever-present topic of conversation. It is a cultural event of sorts.
Here in the U.S., Puerto Ricans discover there are more elections and they're less competitive. Other barriers to voting are language, state rules, and a general feeling they're just not included in the issues. Ramos says these issues are similar for other Latinos. Back in the parking lot, Jimmy Ramirez is trying to change that. She's hoping that even if Puerto Ricans don't vote in the primary, they'll turn out in November.
We can decide right now the presidential election.
For NPR News, I'm Renata Sago in Kissimmee.
In Arizona, some of the voters who declined to join a party now talk of joining with each other. Here's Jude Jaffe Block of KJZZ in Phoenix.
It may sound kind of like an oxymoron, but Arizona's unaffiliated independent voters are organizing themselves and banding together.
You are joining thousands of independent voters all over Arizona for this evening's town hall.
Last month, Patrick McWhorter of the group Open Primaries led this phone conference about initiatives his group is trying to put on the November ballot. One would make a single primary for all voters, and every candidate would appear on the same ballot regardless of party. Organizers say more than 13,000 people dialed into the call.
Independent voters, now 37% of all Arizona registered voters, are treated like second-class citizens.
One example, Arizona's independent voters can't participate in the March 22nd presidential primary unless they've already re-registered with a party.
It just doesn't make sense in America that you have to choose a party line to vote for the most important office in the land.
That's Timothy Castro. He directs Independence for Arizona. It's another campaign for additional rights for unaffiliated voters. He argues it's not fair to exclude over a million independent voters from a presidential primary paid for with their taxpayer dollars.
If we're paying for something that we're not allowed to vote in, then let us vote in it or don't make me pay for it.
But Castro may have more luck getting out of paying for the primary rather than actually voting in it. There's a bill making its way through the Arizona legislature that would make political parties and not taxpayers pick up the tab for presidential primaries starting in 2020. If the bill succeeds, independent voters will have to keep pushing to find a way into future presidential primaries here. For NPR News, I'm Jude Jaffe Block in Phoenix.